This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797. All right, let's talk to the people. Sean's in West Bloomfield and he's on 97.1. Hi, Sean.
Doug, I love you, buddy. So it hurts me to make this call, but does it always have to be pragmatic, Doug? Isn't there like a wild, like excited, outside the box thinking Doug in there somewhere? Does he exist? I mean, come on, man.
Is drunk Doug around?
Sometimes on a Saturday night after a good day at work, I might crack a few beers and I might lose my.
There's no arguing with Holmes. There's just none. I don't care who you are, what you want to say. He's done a fantastic job. But there's another element here. There's your own knowledge of the history of sports. And you don't even have to look outside our backyard, okay? Just look at our championship teams, okay? Does the name Mark McGwire mean anything to you?
Well, hold on. Brendan Shanahan, does that mean anything to you? Not as it pertains to the NFL. Not at all.
So are you saying that a finishing touch on a championship team doesn't exist in the NFL?
No, I'm not saying a finishing touch doesn't. I'm just saying that finishing touch doesn't necessarily. I think they've got the finishing touches offensively. What I believe in the National Football League is offense wins championships. They have the best offense in the league right now. They look like they're rounding into form. In fact, they're just scraping the surface of what they could be. If the defense is better than last year's, and I don't think you need to go big to make the defense better than last year's, then I think they're I think they don't have to mortgage the future. Look, this is if he decides not to. Let me be clear here. I'm okay with Brad Holmes.
You'd be excited if he does, right?
I will be excited if he does, but I'm okay with Brad Holmes staying the course and doing what he did last year, which is apparently let a ton of people down at the trade deadline. And yet I don't think Chase Young was ever a fit here. He was never coming in.
How about this as a fair statement, just to appease your pragmatic needs, okay? Can I say that Brad Holmes has done such a good job, such an amazing job, that we're actually in position to make a big splash? Is that possible?
If he decides that's what he wants, I'm cool with it. And if he decides that's not what he wants, I'm cool with that too, because Brad Holmes has returned he's been good to us.
You got to get Doug on a Saturday night, Sean.
Yeah, look, I'm not...
Reckless, drunk Doug is a lot of fun.
You've seen him.
Oh, yeah.
Comes out every once in a while.
I've seen the text from him. Hey, guys, another thing. Let's buy a bar. How about we buy a barn in the middle of nowhere, we turn it into
to be fair, it was let's get a yogurt bar. Thought it would be a good investment. You know, if you open it up in the right community, the proper demographics. Let's go to Dean next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dean.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
So if we're going off a defensive end wish list, obviously Max Crosby, Myles Garrett, and I think with the outside edge rush as well, T.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt's already said he's not coming out of retirement.
J.J.
Oh, sorry, that was J.J. My bad. T.J. Watt. Do you think they can get T.J. Watt?
Well, just look at the landscape of Pittsburgh right now. It wouldn't, I don't think that it wouldn't hurt to they could have some more picks. You got Russell Wilson.
They're tied for first.
Yeah, but
they're not trading TJ Watt.
Well, what do you think, Reddick then?
Well, I mean, Reddick's clearly on the market.
Yeah, they can get Reddick if they wanted
Reddick
to.
Then, I don't even think TJ Watt. the Reddick thing is, does he pass the football character test? We asked that question specifically of Goff, and he said, you can absolutely tell. Guys that come in here love to be at practice. Guys that come in here love football. And I think that just because you're holding out doesn't mean you don't love football. But there's something about that I can't imagine would sit well with. Because Dan Campbell seems to be the kind of guy that would never pass on an opportunity to play the game if he was healthy enough to play the game.
Got to throw a crazy one at you guys.
Crazier than TJ Watt?
It might be. Is it the same one you threw at me earlier?
Yep. But understand, I think there's some logic behind it.
Well, because there might be bourbon involved.
It could be bourbon. Could be some leftover birthday cake involved too. But the man is not happy.
Do you know what he's doing here, Kang?
No.
Jerry Jones is not happy right now.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying, follow me on this, all right? He's not happy. He's very pissed at this team. And he is stuck after giving Dak Prescott a ridiculous contract. He is stuck with a big contract that he gave to CeeDee Lamb. He's got Micah Parsons, who is next up for a deal because they picked up his option for next year, the fifth-year option because he's a first-round pick. They're going to have to pay him like $30 million a year. Right? Can they afford it? And if they can't, if he's going to blow, and Jerry's kind of nutty. We've seen crazy Jerry do stuff. Usually it's to acquire players and not to give up on players. But if they look at their books and say, can we actually afford Micah Parsons? And if he wants to blow things up, do you at least call him? Pick up the phone and say, hey man, what do you think, Micah Parsons?
Not in your wildest dreams, Gator.
It's a wild dream I have.
Not in your wildest dreams.
But why not? Explain to me why not.
First of all, you're the king of cap space doesn't exist.
Right. You can grab out of
thin air. Yeah, grab out of thin air. So that contract, the Dak, they knew when they signed him. They knew they had to re-sign or extend Micah and all this stuff. So they can do that, and they will do that eventually. He is not – I mean, what would you think he would want for Micah Parsons, by the way?
Two first-round picks?
Minimum, all right?
Would you give him up? I'm asking you. Would you give that up?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Or what do you think I would? What I think Brad Holmes would do?
I'm asking you.
Me? I would give up two first round picks for Micah Parsons in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
Yeah, I would too. But I think Jerry Jones would ask for more than that. But I don't think he'd trade him.
Me neither.
Jerry isn't the kind of white flag guy. Jerry just turned 82. Jerry might not see 84, 85. He's trying to win a Super Bowl now.
Well, that's a true comment.
guy's a window right now guy. Yeah.
But apparently he was a loose cannon today on the radio in Dallas. He's not happy about the situation. The team is 0-3 at home. They're 3-3 on the season. And
you know who he's likely to trade for?
They just got clowned on by the Detroit Lions.
The deal he's likely to make is Max Crosby.
Yes, exactly. He's probably calling the Lions and says, hey, what do you want for Penei Sewell?
Yep.
You know? He's going the other way.
But because he's such a loose cannon, would you at least pick up the phone?
I mean, I guess I'd call anybody.
How does it hurt?
But it doesn't hurt to call. But if you're asking, is this a fantasy wrapped in a drunken? Have you been drinking this morning?
Not alcohol.
Okay. No, I don't think they could get Micah Parsons. Let's go to Ted. You're next. Hi, Ted.
Hi. Good morning.
What's up?
I trust Brad Holmes. Not only that, but I admire him. And whatever he does is going to be good. But I wonder what happens to the chemistry of the locker room when you bring in these guys that are high price spread, that have big personalities, that you even mentioned a little bit ago about this holdout and what his deal is. I just wonder whether you disrupt the chemistry. I mean, chemistry is a huge part of this team, right? And why they're a large part that you can't pay for that. That's developed. And so you bring somebody in from the outside. Do you think that screws things up?
I think it can. I believe that Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell and this staff, they probably have a team of people dedicated to background on players. And if it's anybody that's been in the league in the last probably 10 years, they probably had a whole file on every player in terms of who they are as a person coming into the league in the draft. So I think that more than any Lions team we've ever seen, and maybe more than any team in the NFL right now, I think their football character and how they fit in the locker room matters. I think it matters. And so that doesn't mean you can't go get a high-priced guy. You can absolutely go get a high-priced guy. But you really have to do your homework, and I suspect that they will. If they trade today for Hassan Reddick, okay? Mm-hmm. If that deal gets done, and or if the Raiders are unloading and just saying, we're going to start all over and we want two first in line and say, boom, we'll do it, and that's it. There's no question in my mind that they have done the homework on the players, Crosby and Reddick. There's no question in my mind.
100%. And we'd have to lay a tarp down in the studio.
If Brent Holmes traded for Max Crosby, it'd be the most popular move by any president GM in Detroit sports history. Honestly, I think that'd be a 1,000% approval rating. That's how we do those polls? Can we get,
It's like when the Red Wings acquired Dominic Hasek, Brett Hall, and Luke Robitaille in the offseason. Like, that happened? They traded for Hasek and they signed the other two as free agents? Oh. Well, Stanley wants to come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.